February 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in your brave efforts to abandon yourselves to my divine will, you must expect discouragements along the way. That is just Satan's attempts to hang on to you. The evil one tries to make every sacrifice look too difficult and unnecessary. Be unwavering in your resolve to please me. Ask for my assistance in perseverance. I will help you see the truth and therefore to recognize Satan's handiwork. You, dear children, are my warriors of truth. In the world, you are battling the same enemy. Not an ordinary adversary. This enemy knows the intricate ways to discourage you and to trip you up. Stay close to me in your resolve to change hearts by merit of prayer and sacrifice. I will help you." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.